everyone, welcome back to another episode of Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester.
Yes, and I'm Paolo. Hindi ko alam kung saan ako titingin eh.
Oh,
dito
my.
Muna, no? Okay, oh, so my. I am Paolo.
Yes.
And medyo nasa-shy kami ng konti ngayon dahil we took a bit of a sabbatical. Medyo hiatus kami noong July. Dahil nag-crash po ang computer ni Lester.
Yes.
Medyo nag-break kami and we were attending to technical items or technical difficulties as
yes.
they say. No? So today we have a guest. Today is YouTube Talk,
yes.
no? And we have a content creator who I've been watching for some time. Very positive ang kanyang energy. You know, marami nag-espouse ng positivity dyan. Pero si this guest of ours, when I watch him, especially when he describes the food, it's a very happy energy. No? And actually, I'll tell you, after he introduces himself, I'll tell the memory keepers and the future subscribers kung bakit nagustuhan ko talaga yung channel niya. Okay, so today, we have Richie Zamora. Who also goes by the handle name The Pickiest Eater in the World.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so
me.
That for our content creator, Richie, just look at your camera. This camera, camera two. No? And just introduce yourself, just say your name, mm-hmm. and then your handle name sa YouTube.
All right. Hi guys, I'm Richie Zamora, and I am the pickiest eater in the world. You can find me on YouTube, The Pickiest Eater.
Why? I have to ask, why The Pickiest Eater?
Well, it started off because when I was young,
mm-hmm.
I was really picky already. As in, you know, when you don't want to eat your vegetables, that type of
I like
picky.
It.
But at the same time, I'm hyper acidic.
So
I'm very careful with what I eat because I get an upset stomach very easily. And in Manila traffic, you don't want to get an upset stomach. So I'm very,
That's
very
true.
Careful with that. But when I started, what happened kasi when I decided to start a blog at that time, but this is in 2010.
Okay.
I came across a TV show called Man vs. Food starring Adam Richman.
Okay.
And that guy became my idol. I was like, wow, this guy eats the most insane burgers, the biggest steaks,
wow,
the most delicious looking fried chicken covered in cheese and stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
And he goes around the US doing it. So I was like, wow, so there is a job out there where a guy can travel for food. And not just any food, talagang yung type ko na food talaga. Uh-oh. Na sinful nga, kung if you will. Diba?
Decadent.
Decadent, there Uh-oh. We go. And so what happened was that I said, you know, I'd like to be able to do this,
mm-hmm.
but I know no one's gonna go up to me and say, "Hi, would you like a TV show?" And you know, mm-hmm. so I said, "Okay, why don't I start a blog?"
Mm-hmm.
So I told my wife that. My wife, kasi mahilig talaga kumuha ng pictures ng food before we eat. In fact, nagiging point ng away namin yan because she would say, "Uy, wag mo muna kagalawin yung chicken mo.
Picture ako muna.
Picture ako muna." Then, me naman, while waiting, not realizing na kagat ko na yung drumstick niya or something. And then by the time she gets to it, may kagat na. So nagiging, you know, she would get upset. And then what happened was that one time, like when I was telling her that I wanted to start a blog, she goes, "Oh, sige, I have a lot of pictures that you can use during our dates. You can use those pictures." But nakakatawa lang because how will you start a blog? You're the pickiest eater in the world.
Uh-oh.
She goes again. So when she said that, that kind of clicked to me. Na parang, okay, why don't I just own that title?
Yes.
The pickiest eater in the world. Diba? Since I am very picky. I was known among my friends to be picky naman talaga.
Okay.
And what was nice about it was as I started my career in mm-hmm. blogging, I didn't realize that by choosing that name, I kind of put a premium
mm-hmm.
on myself
mm-hmm.
unknowingly.
Uh-oh.
Because if I would visit a restaurant and then I would write about them, the restaurant would go, "Wow, we passed the standards of the pickiest eater in the world."
Cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was parang it became an honor or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, it's mapili lang talaga ako in a childlike way, not really because of I have a sophisticated palate or something like that. So, but at the same time, I made sure that the blog became something fun because there are a lot of blogs out there that are informative.
Yes.
You know, where, what you should order, where it's found, and stuff like that. But the vlogs weren't very entertaining. Okay. That's what I wanted to do, to add an entertaining spin to it by making funny faces while eating, funny captions and stuff like that. So that was the take that I took, a comedic food blog.
Okay, so when you say blog, are we talking about the you have to write blog? Or
yes, this is before YouTube was became what it was.
Yes.
So my background for my YouTube channel stemmed from me wanting to elevate my content of my blog.
Okay. So how do you, on a blog where everything is dependent on words, on adjectives, on how you describe things, how would you make it fun?
Changing the photoshopping pictures of me, like a small me on the pancake or something. Like
that. I saw that from your most recent vlog where you went to the restaurant and then may mga boy bands. Can we pull that up, please, sa Pickiest Eater? That was really fun. I was looking at the food and then I was saying, okay, I'm not sure if this food is for me. I'm not sure if I'll watch it. And then boom, I got hit by the pictures. And then I get it. And it was more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. You know, right now, I didn't realize that I transitioned to Tito Richie jokes already.
Same here.
Diba? So, at that time, I was, people still found my humor really pretty much on par with what culture is now. So now it became, when I'm talking to the younger group and stuff like that, they natutuwa pa sila, but it's more like
daddy tito jokes.
They're kind enough to call it tito jokes.
Oo nga, alam mo, nag-transition na rin ako dyan. I thought I was funny, pero sobrang daddy jokes na pala ako. Kasi when ang reference, point of reference mo kasi medyo old na, doon pumapasok na, oy, medyo may edad na to, parang daddy na.
So, when I did that, the one for the Korean sandwich, that particular sandwich kasi became popular between the K-pop group. The reason why I had to ask a younger guest to join me was because I had no clue about the story behind it.
I watched that. Is that a green screen behind you?
That was a green screen, yeah.
I watched that.
Mm-hmm. In our, where I work, as I mentioned to you, that since we do help content creators, we provide them free use of a green screen studio. So I'm part of the network, so I got to use it for free.
Oy, pwede pala tayong humingi ng advice kay Richie kasi we're planning to put up a green screen on the other room.
Yeah, definitely.
So we can ask for advice. Lester, please pull up the latest video.
The one before that.
Was it the one before this?
Yeah, I just posted kasi. Yeah, that one.
No, but wait. Before, I just want to show the memory keepers. Yung ano, that was really funny. Ayan. Guidelines, bawal ang ano at kwan. I just want to show the memory keepers how fun his videos are. If we can go to, before we go to the green screen video, let's go to the latest one. Dito makikita nyo yung kung gaano ka kwela si Richie, especially when it comes to the videos. Hindi mo ina-expect biglang lalabas yung picture ni Richie sa mga, ano ba yung mga K-pop ba yun? Sorry, hindi ko na alam.
That's the previous one, the one I was showing you.
Was it there? It's not that, here?
No.
Ay, nako, si Paolo talaga. Kasi akala ko, akanood ko lang nito eh. So it's the previous one.
That one.
Sorry, Richie. Sorry. Okay, so it's this one. Ah, dito siya. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Richie. Please, can you help me understand what ano tong sandwich na to? Okay.
So, this was explained to me doon by this girl who is part of she's my office mate actually.
Mm.
And apparently this SBS studio or SB S yata or ano man yung studio in Korea.
Okay.
That where this show is held, Inkigayo. When K-pop idols go there.
Mm-hmm.
They make it a point to go to the canteen for this sandwich.
Okay.
And it started off there. So since it's K-pop, I just had to add myself. All
right. I like it. I love it.
Okay, pati nose ko ano na retoke to make it look like ano.
Ay,
Ang galing.
Yeah.
Trying to fit in with a
Hindi naman halata, Richie. Hindi halata. Ako, hindi ko. It took me a few seconds to figure out.
Akala ko talagang part siya. Oo,
akala ko part siya. Anyway, sorry for disrupting your story.
So, yun, the Inkigaya sandwich, what happened was that when the K-pop idols would post on Instagram or something like that, they would be holding the sandwich or eating the sandwich. And according to my friend, it became more popular because one of the K-pop idols gave it to another one of the girls from another girl group. I'm not sure which ones though, but may parang note sa loob. So it became pag binigyan ka daw ng something like pag if one K-pop group gave a sandwich to another girl,
sandwich.
There was a romantic inclination to it na may something going on. So, kinikilig naman yung mga fans. So,
okay.
And these K-pop fans are really rabid. And stuff like that. So, even down to what they eat, pinupunan nila. So,
wow, talaga ano sila, what about you, fanatics.
Fanatics talaga.
Oh. Rizzy, I have to ask, no? Because there's one thing I can't eat. I hope I don't get judged by the memory keepers. I really don't like mayo.
Okay.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. But I'm looking at the sandwich right now. Anong laman itong sandwich na to?
It's a really odd mixture.
Okay.
It is so you probably won't eat it because it's a cani and mayo salad.
Oh.
So
it's
basically chopped up cani with egg and mayonnaise.
Wow.
That's one layer. And another layer is coleslaw.
Wow.
Coleslaw. And then the center layer is, weirdly enough, it's strawberry jam.
Wow.
Ang labo,
di ba? Hindi ako ganun ka-adventurous.
In fairness, I tried it even though I was hesitant to, and for some reason it worked.
It worked.
It really worked. And I think you wouldn't like it because of the mayo, but yeah. I'm not adverse to mayo.
Alam mo, yung mga co-hosts mo, nakakatawa sila. Kaya-kaya nila magdala ng mga review.
Actually, see, we've been, yung kasama ko doon, we've been encouraging her to make her own channel. And she will soon.
Okay. Pero, these are the people you work with.
Yes. These are my team.
Okay. Alam mo, pareho tayo ng concept. Si Lester, sinama ko rin kasi Tito Jokes na rin ako. Parang may konting infusion of you.
Eh, diba?
Oo, kailangan talaga ng may kasamang bata.
Para groovy pa rin.
Groovy pa rin. Para pag medyo corny na yung jokes, may magsasabi sa'yo.
May sasalo, no?
Yeah, they're the ones talaga. These two in particular really are quick to call me out pag Tito Jokes talaga.
Gawin mo rin sa akin yung Lester. Okay lang yun. Wala naman, I won't take offense. Huwag ka lang pumasok the next day.
Minsan nagigets ko pa eh.
So, at minsan nagigets mo pa.
Sa kalagitnaan ako ng 1990s. So.
Pero hindi niya nakilala si Romnick. One time, minention ko si Romnick Sarmienta at si Cheryl Cruz. Wala na.
Blank.
Lost na sila talaga.
Jadine lang daw yung alam.
Oo, yun naman di ko nakilala. So, nakakawalaan kami doon. Anyway, going back to Richie's content, your presentation of food, I really like it. But one video that really got me was the worst, if I remember, the worst restaurant in Uptown.
Yeah, I call it. It's a new series that I'm trying out now.
Okay.
I called it the pickiest eater tries the worst. So it's going to be tries the worst restaurant in whether it's Uptown or I might go somewhere else.
Okay.
So what I do is that I've seen something similar done in the US kasi na someone tried the worst tattoo parlor in Yelp. So I thought to myself, why don't I try doing this for food?
Okay.
So I have Zomato on my phone.
Uh-oh.
I usually look for menus and places to eat, diba?
Yes.
E kung may branch ba nito dito in a certain ano. So when I was in Uptown one time, naisip ko, I was looking at what the highest rated restaurant was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I scrolled down, I go, why don't I try the worst? So mm-hmm. I eventually found it, but my main goal really there was people listen to reviews online so much, di ba?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
sometimes someone would go, I would ask them, na-try mo na yung ganito. Mm-hmm. They would say, ang baba ng rating eh. So, pero ikaw hindi mo pa natatry. Sabi, hindi pa. So parang these reviews, as helpful as they are, they in a way also deprive us of trying things for ourselves.
I love that. You know what? Yun yung nakuha ko eh. When I saw this video, in my head, I was thinking, we have to have this guy as a guest because your narrative there was... at this day and age of technology where everyone's a critic, you just don't know whether a certain place is really good or not.
Yes.
So I really love that. Kasi ngayon nga, kahit sa movies, my wife sometimes when we used to watch nung wala pang baby, she'd be cautious when the rating is low.
Yes.
Pero sometimes the yung lowest rating, those are the movies that are good.
Exactly.
So I guess for food, no, it also holds true. Mm-hmm. With this one, how was the experience?
Actually, because what I did was that I read the reviews.
Oh.
And I wanted to pinpoint exactly what they complained about.
Okay.
Una-una, they complained about the service. Mataray daw yung girl, and stuff like that. When I went there, she was perfectly normal.
Nice.
She was nice naman. I wasn't trying to be difficult, but I was asking her questions. Like, pwede bang yung Coke, damihan yung ice? Just testing her.
Testing the limits.
Within a reasonable limit naman. And she was very receptive to it naman. Okay, sir. Okay po. She wasn't overly... friendly or anything like that, but she was doing her job.
Hindi naman din siya repulsive,
exactly,
no?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So for that, I said that was one of the main things I was saying.
Okay.
I cannot complain about the service because she served me properly.
Okay.
Courteously naman.
Okay.
And another thing was portioning, the flavor, and one thing was the rice daw matigas.
Okay.
And yun nakita ko talaga. I chopped through it. Matigas nga talaga yung kanin.
Frozen.
I assume that when it was left over, they froze it. The next day, they kept it. And so when I chopped through, I was really struggling to chop through it.
Uh-huh.
And then yung ano ko lang, when you go to a restaurant that offers you 95 peso for liyampo, you have to have some reasonable expectations on what you get in return.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Diba? So some people have the bad habit of binayaran ko yan, so dapat but if you paid 1,000 pesos for a steak,
complain.
Okay, something like that, I would understand more. But these people are trying to accommodate a certain type of class that are really budgeting.
That's true.
So maybe it's not your market. Maybe you should try a more expensive one that can cater to what you want. But there are people who prefer this because it's within their budget.
That's true. Alam mo kasi yung iba nakakalimutan na nila, it's also a business. For the young ones, no, the Gen Z and the memory keepers, the young millennials, pag bumili po kayo ng food, when you buy food, you have to remember may overhead. Yung overhead po, andyan yung electricity, andyan yung rent, andyan yung manpower, andyan na yung pagbibili, mamamalengke sila.
Exactly.
Right? And then 95 pesos inside a mall that is considered somewhat high-end.
Yes, that's true.
Kasi tayo mga Pilipino talaga, we want the cheapest and then you have to give us the best.
That's what I was trying to impart lang. Was that, okay, sige, steak station yung pinuntahan ko.
Uh-oh.
They're known for affordable meals.
Yes.
How was the taste? Honestly, hindi siya kadiri, hindi siya...
Uh-oh.
If there was a... kung pang hangover food or something, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, sir. Pero lasa naman steak, hindi lasang chicken, hindi lasang bangus.
Lasa naman steak.
Okay.
The quality, I was actually surprised with the steak itself being a bit more tender than I expected it to be. The liampo was thin, almost bacon-esque.
Mm.
It was medyo bacon. But again, for what I got, it's hard to complain.
Okay, Richie, do you have a second? Is there someone holding the camera for you?
My wife.
Okay. Bait niya.
Bait niya talaga.
Bait niya. Hi, what's the name of your wife?
Rina.
Hi, Rina. Thank you for being so supportive. Hey,
she is the most supportive person in the world for me. I am blessed.
Alam niyo naman sa mga content creators, we need all the help we can get.
That is true.
Dahil ang hirap talaga eh. Ito nga, nakikita ko ngayon, magaling din siya mag-angle ng camera. Talaga. Parang kumakain na nga ako eh.
Actually, okay nga, sa totoo lang, when I started my blog, siya yung photographer talaga. Siya yung photographer. In fact, it became a running joke na si Richie nandun lang para kumain. Si Rina nandun para magtrabaho. And sad to say, it was kind of close to the truth.
so yung art director mo talaga.
She's, lagi niya napupunan yung mga ganun. Yung, uy, I'm shooting something and she'll go, eh, may tissue ka dyan eh. Ba't tanggalin mo yan?
you guys make a good team.
We do.
Oo. So at least, and she agrees with your concepts na what you want to do.
Oh yeah, definitely naman. I run things through her first.
Galay.
I get her ideas and she'll tell me what she thinks, whether it's, I think it would work, or she plays devil's advocate. Baka magka-haters ka kasi yung ganun. You know, she just brings up scenarios to prepare me for ano.
Oh, tama. Very similar with my wife din sometimes. Minsan you have to test. You have to test the concept. You have to test the idea. You know? Okay. So this is one of. Anong final verdict mo dito sa?
Honestly, if they gave the rating was 2, I said 2 is sounded low. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give it a 2.5, but it's, I wouldn't put it that high either. So I was thinking whether 2.2 to 2.3, mga ganun. Natawa lang si Rina because it's true naman na it's too, it's too low considering na there are things that weren't correct, like the service and stuff like that. No? But giving it a 2.5 and seeing the other ratings of the other restaurants to put it on par, hindi din eh. So it's a little bit higher than 2.2, but than 2, I gave it a 2.2.
Okay. Tama rin kasi you were able to bust a few myths like sa service, hindi okay.
Exactly.
Oo.
I think naman kasi what I'm trying to say is that every experience naman is different eh.
That's true.
Diba? Maybe the girl who served me wasn't the same.
Yes.
So, but you shouldn't punish the whole entirety of it because of one bad day of the person. Diba?
Thank
so,
you. Or baka mamaya sweldo, hindi pa pumapasok.
Something
diba?
Like that. There's so many factors to it. No?
Oh.
In fairness naman din to the customer, sa service crew, you shouldn't show that din naman.
Yes.
You should as much as possible be pleasant naman talaga. But, you know, we're all humans eh. Okay lang yes. if they were robots or something. Like, hindi eh. We're all people.
I see your point. Just be fair.
Exactly.
No, just be fair. Mm-hmm. 95 pesos, someone's going through a bad day, hindi naman tinapon yung pagkain nyo.
There we go.
Sinerve pa rin naman sa'yo. Okay lang. So Richie, I have to ask. Okay, so we've established that you're a content creator. Mm-hmm. Right now, you have a day job that you're also doing.
Yes.
May we ask if it's okay what the day job is?
Sure. Actually, as a content creator, this is sort of like my dream job then.
Okay.
Apart from being able to travel the world and eat as I wanted talaga for my vlog. But this, in a way, it's a dream job because being a content creator, I get to work with other content creators. I get to meet a lot of content creators because I work for a multi-channel network called Thoughtful Philippines.
Thoughtful Philippines.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And they just opened their Manila office in 2018.
Okay.
So my role is the head of network development. I'm the one, what we do is I'm responsible for looking for YouTubers and possible influencers who would like to delve into YouTube and help them optimize their channel for monetization.
Okay, nako, dami kong tanong dito.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm interested because we've had a few proposals before. But again, what they were proposing wasn't so palatable to us at that time because it was, I think, a 20-80 split. Mm-hmm. And at that time, ang issue ko lang kasi kami namuhunan, kami ng kapital.
Yep.
And then at the end of the day, unless the optimization is really a game changer, then I would consider. Mm-hmm. Pero for, you were saying, multi-channel network.
Here in the Philippines, though, we have had to adapt to the market.
Okay.
Because we are in the advertising industry favors platforms such as Instagram and Facebook more than YouTube.
That's true.
So we call ourselves now a multi-platform network because we do get trained by Google and YouTube.
Yes.
And right now, we've also undergone training with Facebook and Instagram as well.
Mm.
So we went through seminars for best practices on how to make your videos more discoverable on both platforms. This is also on Instagram and how to get your material more more discoverable. But again, like as we were talking about earlier, algorithm and all, and all of that comes into play.
Yes.
So, but at the very least, we help when you create your material.
Uh-huh.
You put the right foot forward.
Okay.
When you mean it's the, you're doing the right steps.
Yes.
In order to become more discoverable and all of that.
Okay. So when you say multi-channel, para kayo yung nag-gather ng mga ibang channels to yeah. help each other improve, or how does that work when you say multi-channel network?
Yeah, there are quite a number of channels under our network.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is when they need something, such as mm-hmm. I've had a content creator go up to me and say, would you know where I can shoot? I need a rooftop. So come in again. In a way, parang PM production part. Anything actually that they need. I want to collaborate with this YouTuber, but I don't know him. Could you reach? Can you be the one to reach out? Stuff like that. Anong trending ngayon? We provide so different types of concepts for them.
Okay, so in a way, very much a facilitator.
Yes.
Okay. But what is, if a channel is interested to join, what can you do for that certain channel?
So, we do monthly workshops for best practices and different topics such as post-production tips on how to optimize your workflow for vlogging.
Okay.
We plan to do one about copyrights.
Yes.
Because YouTube has been cracking down now on audio.
Uh-oh.
And apart from that, we also help our content creators get brand deals. We have a sales team and a network team. The network team recruits YouTubers. The sales team goes to different agencies and brands, saying that these are our list of YouTubers
talents
and content creators. Uh-oh. They could create a different type of medium for you instead of it being the stereotypical now. Try the new whatever,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
It can be organic. It can be something that, and at, like I said, it can be at different platforms. Then.
Oh, so, kailangan na talaga nila ng digital footprint kasi everything's changing.
Exactly.
Okay, so if a channel joins,
Thoughtful.
What are the first things that they would notice changing about their channel?
The first thing that we do is do an onboarding workshop, meaning we sit them down and see how they upload, what they do, because as much as possible, we don't like to touch their content. The reason why we got them was because they were already a content creator.
Okay.
And so we don't like to touch their content unless they ask for our help.
Okay.
So, but what we, when you're a content creator, i-shoot mo material mo.
Uh-huh.
After, i-edit mo material mo. After, i-upload mo material mo. Then you're done.
Yes.
But the truth is, there's so much that goes on in the back end of YouTube.
That's true.
The part that we help in.
Okay.
We do a channel analysis after like a month.
Uh-huh.
And say, okay, you uploaded 4 videos. We noticed that based on your statistics, the audience retention after mga 2-3 minutes nawala.
Uh-oh.
Maybe your material is too long.
Yes.
Or there was a lull.
Uh-oh.
Baka you can speed up your talking, or you know, stuff like that. You know, we talagang give them an analysis on what they can do to improve moving forward.
Talagang deep diagnostics kayo, no?
Yes,
talagang
yes,
you go to the core of the
yes,
issue.
Okay. We have a great analytics person also that helps with in that aspect.
Okay. Sorry sa dami kong questions,
please,
ha? do you have an exclusivity clause? So,
the exclusivity clause applies only to the YouTube sharing revenue. Meaning, you cannot share your YouTube revenue with anyone else but us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you, basta we, or kung ano man yung agreed upon natin, ano yun? You can't sign with another MCN, in other words.
Okay.
But in terms of brand deals, or if you want to pursue your own, that's absolutely up to you. Uh-oh. In fact, we encourage it because it means that you'll get more exposure.
Okay.
Better, bigger chance for your channel to grow.
Do some channels make that mistake na nag-MCN sila? Multi, do you call it network or networking?
Multi-channel network.
Network. Nag-multi-channel network sila. And then, of course, there's already a split in revenue. Mm-hmm. Tapos, pupunta pa sila sa iba? Do some channels make that mistake?
No, I don't think that has ever happened because... When I think what happens is that we link to your AdSense, so Google will only I believe that Google will only allow one MCN to link to the AdSense.
I got you. Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, okay. So I have to fact check that.
Uh-oh.
But usually naman when with respect to other MCNs, once we approach someone and they say, "Ay, we're part of this MCN," back off na kami. So it's more like, okay, so if in the future if you would if you're still open to it and you would like and you're out of your MCN, we'd love to talk to you in the future.
All right. So as we were discussing, see Richie also holds a day job, and this day job they handle other channels, mm-hmm. no?
Other YouTubers and social media influencers.
And you were saying the name of the company is
Thoughtful Media Philippines.
Thoughtful.
We just call it Thoughtful Philippines.
Media Philippines. Yeah. Right now, how many channels are with Thoughtful?
Wow, over 100. Definitely, we have already over 100 in our network.
Okay, over 100. Mm-hmm. Right, anong demographic dyan? Is it more of people who are just really starting?
We have a lot of big names.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, something that we wanted to do kasi was that we didn't want to discriminate between the lower rung content creators.
Yes.
In fact, what we were thinking of was, in a way, it's kind of like an advocacy that we wanted to help the Filipino really elevate their content creation.
Yes.
So, naisip namin, the ones that aren't earning yet, the ones that are lower rung, are the ones that need our help.
That's true.
Are the ones that really need our help. So, what we do is that we help develop them.
Okay.
So, we do have a bunch that are in development pa rin.
Okay.
And whether it's some pa nga, wala pa nga channel eh. Wala pang channel, but they are, let's say he's a chef. And he wants to do a Bourdain type series.
Yes.
He signed na with us and then he's magpro-produce pa lang siya when he has time.
Okay.
Parang ganun. And then we do have the most popular one at the moment is he's a Korean that lives in the Philippines. His name is Jin Hobei. He is very popular right now because he is he's a guest on Showtime. He's and they call him Songgyupsal.
Okay.
Because he has a beautiful voice. He's good at singing.
Okay, so he's one of your content creators.
He's one of our content creators.
Can I look it up, Lester?
Please, please.
Para we can I can see. Ma up to date naman ako.
Songgyupsal.
Jin Hobei.
How do you spell
Jin? J-I-N-H-O, Jin Ho. Okay. Then space B-A-E.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. If you watch it, it's hilarious because he's Korean. He looks Korean, but he speaks perfect Tagalog. Mm. He speaks perfect Tagalog. He's been living here for the past how many years?
Okay.
And he really got the Filipino humor down pat. And his, imagine that, looking like a K-pop star, but speaking Tagalog. So, the people just love him. And not to mention, he's hilarious. He's hilarious talaga.
Sir, can I have some audio, please? Is it possible? Yeah. Okay, for the memory keepers right now, we're watching one of the channels that is associated with Thoughtful Philippines, no? This is Jin Hobei.
Correct.
Jin Hobei, who is a Korean national who resides in the Philippines, who is very much acquainted and immersed in Philippine culture. Okay. So is he ano ba to? Philippines ba to?
he's in the Philippines.
Okay.
He was going to a show, I believe, in Bicol, Legazpia.
Okay. While it's playing, I have to ask Richie, paano niyo naman na secure itong mukhang big channel na ata to eh?
Yeah, actually we got him. Right now I believe he has over 600,000 followers on YouTube.
Oh.
But when he started at Thoughtful Philippines, he had roughly around like 30,000.
30,000.
This was at around just late last year.
Late,
probably like mga October or September of last year. This was around February of last year. October of last year, he was still just at mga 70,000.
Okay. And so then, how did this channel blow up?
We helped him get into the YouTube pop-up space.
Mm-mm.
And then he made a video where he spoke Tagalog with another friend. Okay. He was teaching his Korean friend how to speak Tagalog. Mm-hmm. And I believe that video got at least 1 million views or something like that. And then he did some videos where he rode the MRT. He has a beautiful voice. He started singing Tagalog songs around the MRT, just walking, serenading the people. Have someone take his video.
Mm-hmm.
And pumatok. He's a very talented guy.
Okay, he's very current kasi, no?
Yes.
He's very much within the craze of K-pop.
Yes,
so talagang very current, very timely yung kanyang his presence alone in YouTube, no?
Yes,
people just type K-pop and Korean.
There's a very good chance that he'll pop up.
Okay.
Pun intended.
for foreigners, I noticed that's one of the formulas they try to follow.
Yeah.
Now, if they can speak the language, mm-hmm. it's an immediate pick up on subscribers.
Yes.
Pero I have to ask you, dito sa Philippines, no, parang tayo number one exporter ng subscribers eh.
Actually.
Diba? But, you know, a lot of foreign vloggers come here.
A lot of foreign vloggers come here to do, whether it's or if they don't come here, they look for the nearest Jollibee.
Yes.
Anything that ties to the Philippines.
Ties.
Because we do have that Pinoy pride sense talaga. When someone goes to, yan nga medyo nakakalungkot.
Oo.
If I went to, or a vlogger went to Boracay.
Oo.
And then they make a beautiful Boracay video.
Yes.
Siguro, mababa yung, the views will go, sige, mga 1,000 or something like that. But if a foreigner goes to Boracay and says magandang Boracay, boom, magka-click yun.
just blows up, 300,000 views.
There we go. They seem to take more pride when a foreigner recognizes our country.
That's true. That is sad. That is sad. Kasi, I mean, for them, when it's another nationality that likes whatever it is about the Philippines, mm-hmm. immediately sa kanila endearing eh.
Exactly. No? Exactly.
Sa pag Filipino na nakagusto eh, Filipino yan eh.
Which I feel naman, as people, diba, we should take recognition,
yes.
appreciating the beauty of country, no matter who you are.
Oh.
Diba? Especially more pa nga, ako, as a Filipino who sees the good and the bad.
Yes.
If I'm able to appreciate something beautiful in the Philippines, I mm-hmm. think that should have more water.
That's true.
Hold more water. Because than someone that went straight to Boracay, didn't see the traffic, didn't see the bad places.
Mm.
You know, because in everywhere, there are good and bad places. But mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I've experienced, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Diba, the people, the Filipinos experience both.
Yes.
But they still hold the beautiful places in high regard.
Uh-oh.
And even they'll find something endearing in a banqueta that looks creepy but may masarap na karinder doon or something like that.
Mm.
Diba? As Filipinos, we still try to find the beauty in everything.
Yes.
So hopefully.
Happiest people nga daw. One of the happiest people in the world. Diba?
True. Okay. May baha, you're gonna find kids jumping using it as a swimming pool or something
yes.
like that.
Nako, alam ko yan. Bumabaha sa amin dati. Pero I have to ask, and this might put you on the spot.
Okay.
With your job, so you deal with a lot of content creators.
Yes.
Is it now at this day and age where everyone wants instant fame, where everyone wants to be the next big thing immediately? They don't even want to wait for it. They want it now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to find quality content?
Yeah. I would say a lot of our content creators. One of the things that we always try to impart with them is mm-hmm. that fame really won't come overnight.
Yes.
I heard a story about I don't know. You know, Lloyd Cadena.
Yes.
Lloyd Cadena is one of the top vloggers here in the country.
Yes.
I believe someone told me that I asked, where did this guy come from? Because I've never seen him before. Mm-hmm. He said, a YouTuber yan, tapos sumikat yung mga videos because puro kalokohan, he's funny, mm-hmm. and he appeals to the masa. According to someone who knew him from before, followed his channel from before, parang before he's not exactly an overnight sensation because he mm-hmm. had been doing 50 or more videos before that one really clicked. Mm-hmm. Diba? So people think overnight sensation siya. No, he's been working on his videos continuously.
Oo.
Diba? Baka hindi mo lang type yung ginagawa niya or something. Yes. Yung humor niya. But bottom line, he's been working at it.
Oo.
So at everything that you do, you gotta keep working at it. That's what we always tell them.
I like that.
Work on your craft. Work on, don't look at the numbers muna because you will be discouraged. Mm-hmm. You will be discouraged talaga. Because, ayan nga.
Ang sakit eh.
Exactly.
Sakit
the dreaded A word, algorithm.
Yes, the algorithm. Ang sakit pag talaga nagtrabaho ka tapos noon.
Exactly.
Oh, pero do you find quality content now, especially with the influx and the surge of creators?
So what we do is that as much as we reach out to content creators, we also get reached out to. People go email us because I'd like to be part of your network and stuff like that. We do try to discern. We do have a screening process then. Na parang if we see naman it's not there the quality yet, but we see the passion of what they're trying to do in their work. Then we were okay. These are the people that we want to help more than anything because that's something you can't teach. Finding your passion, talaga.
Mm-mm.
And for me, content creation, that's what it boils down to. It starts there. That's what will fuel you to make chaga, diba? To keep you for the long game.
Yes.
Diba? So without that, ano na lang, we just try to. We either we pass or we try to see if talaga kung
okay siya, okay content niya. Exactly. So maraming nag-a-apply sa inyo
marami
to partner.
Marami din.
Okay.
We discern.
We try to find. Yeah. Alam mo, dito sa podcast, there are some people who request. Pero sa akin kasi, I really review the content. Especially when the content has a lot of mga sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
Pag gano'n nakita ko, immediately I shut it down. I don't entertain it because those content creators are trying to find a shortcut.
Yeah.
No, kasi
sex sells.
Oh, and si algorithm, how algorithm figures out what is quality content is when it gets a lot of clicks.
Yes.
And then how you get a lot of clicks is usually by a thumbnail, by a very provocative thumbnail, mm-hmm. or a sexual title.
Na sometimes not pala related talaga to the actual content.
Oh, pero ngayon ang dami na. Na talagang sexual content. Oh, so because I'm thinking, I just had a baby, and then I'm thinking, look, if my work can't hold up when my daughter is old enough and then she sees the content that we've put out, it doesn't really it's not worth the effort.
Yes.
So sometimes there are people who are requesting if they can be a guest here. Mm-hmm. I really do look at the content. Mm-hmm. I look at the content, pero ngayon sa sobrang dami na who wants the quick and easy fame. It's just really hard to minsan kasi natatago eh.
Yeah. Totoo.
Tatago nila yung mga medyo R-rated content nila, no? For you guys na nakakuha na ba kayo ng creator na gano'n na biglang boom, wait, I didn't notice may ang dami pa lang content nito na very explicit.
Hindi naman. thankfully naman that we really screen. We do have a team that screens talaga. So we do have one that we do have a couple that are medyo on the risque side, we do give advice.
Yes.
Again, we passion niya rin eh, di ba? We don't want to stifle their creativity at the same time, but we do give them advice such as you might not be able to monetize this, you might get flagged down by YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you how you want to proceed with that.
Or you might scare away the brands.
You might scare. Yun talaga. We tell them that's the number one thing that we tell them.
Oh.
We might not be able to market you.
Yes, oo, yeah. Yun. So I guess it's a very interesting job.
Yeah,
no?
It is really.
Oo.
So it's, I won't lie to you, it is fun, but at the same time it is also daunting because you hold a lot of the careers of creators in your hands. Diba? They're looking to you for help, advice, and all of that, and to help them grow. So it's, but at the same time, you know, as we make it a point to let them know that we are your partner in this. We'll go through this together. Kung nahirapan ka, we are here for you. So we do have a few content creators pa nga na personal advice na yung minsan hinihingi. Hindi ko na come over just to rant about yung buhay nila or the pressures of content creation and stuff like that. We're there. That's what we're there for naman talaga.
Ang galing. Parang gusto ko talaga mag-partner. No? We made a mistake before. When we started, yes, it was marketing. Mm-hmm. Well, hindi ko naidadami si Lester. Ako na lang. I made a mistake before that. I got infatuated with the numbers.
Okay.
And then I had one time I was working, I was doing the branding, also the sales for the shirts. And then I just had, I realized, sandali lang, hindi naman tayo vlogger, ha? Hindi naman tayo professional YouTuber. Why am I chasing this number? And then I realized, and just like in any other business, how you succeed is by building relationships.
There we go. Yes.
No, and by cultivating those relationships. Kasi if you don't have, if all you want are numbers, your channel's going to end up very ugly.
Yes.
Oh.
You will succumb to the latest trends.
Wala nang integrity, wala ka ng quality. Yeah. Eh. Parang ako na lang, hahabulin mo na lang. I can't imagine a content creator chasing after 10 million. Grabe yun. Diba? Masisira ulo mo doon. Pagising mo na lang, ay, naku, 5 million to go. Grabe, diba? So it's just, for us, that's what, when we changed direction, actually last year, we were saying, we'll focus, we'll, let's not look at the numbers anymore. Let's just focus on building relationships.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So ngayon, Richie, I have to ask, sobrang busy ng schedule mo. How do you find time to create your own content?
Usually I reserve at the very least one day, one day for the weekend for content creation, whether it's editing or an event.
Oh, kasi, very regular yung posting mo, ah.
Yeah. Thankfully, I've been able to, medyo nakabangko. I'm supposed to post today, so as soon as we're done with this, takbo na ako to edit.
Post ka na,
But there's usually one day, like a Saturday, I'll attend an event.
Yes.
And I'm editing.
Okay.
But if not, talagang magpupuyat ako just to edit.
Oo.
At the same time, I do have a couple of material that na nakabangko for a rainy day. But at the same time, ayoko rin masyado gamitin. Kasi medyo luma na. But it's just really scheduling talaga. Konting puyat.
Yes.
Konting puyat, but at the same time kasi it doesn't feel like work.
That's
when
true.
I'm editing, I feel I'm not very good at editing. I'm not very good yet at editing. But at the same time, there's something therapeutic and calming about it.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Yeah, when I'm viewing my own work,
content.
Yeah, there's something that I really enjoy about doing it. So that's where I find the energy to do it.
Alam mo ako sa editing. Hirap na hirap ako eh. Kaya dyan si Lester.
Alam mo, sana nga may Lester din ako.
Oo, ang hirap. Ito si Lester. Talagang a gem, no? Talagang na I was very lucky that I met Lester. Dahil ito nga, I'm not sure who the guest was. Kinikwento ko na si Lester at a young age. Sandali lang, baka ma-pirate to. Ito si Lester at a young age. With his height, no? For the memory key, and the subscribers, the future subscribers. Kung makita niyo po to si Lester, ang height niya to nasa 6'2 on a bad day. Pag nakaupo siya the whole day, nakukuba siya 6'2. Pero tingin ko nasa 6'3 to So when he was young, walang hilig sa sports, no? Oo, editing na.
editing na.
Editing na.
If I had your height,
nako. Oo. Hindi, pero okay. Okay.
Sabi ko, bigyan ko siya ng taba. Bigyan niya akong weight. Ay, bigyan niya akong height.
Oo. Oh, pero ang galing mag-edit nito ni Lester. And the one thing that I like about the guys under our team is that I don't have to worry about them pag may bakanting oras. I hope I get a little credit, pero I've instilled in them that when you have free time, you have to better yourself. So minsan nakikita ko sila, nag-aaral talaga sila. They try to find out what's the current technology out there. Tapos papabilin na sa akin yan.
Nagsishopping pala.
Nagsishopping pala. Pero yun nga, at least thank you for breaking it down din. For content creators, yung mga tricks of the trade, yung sinasabi mo parang nagbabangko ka, save up. What that means is that you save up the content, the videos that you shot before. Mm-hmm. Tapos noon, you're able to upload it, no?
Yeah. Naka-ready na yan in
naka-ready
case.
Naka-ready na. Oh, ano ba yung for the non-content creators? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng upload? Ano ba yung mga binabangko na videos? Can you just delve on it just a little bit? Kasi marami nanonood sa comments wondering paano po ba maging YouTuber? Mm. So ano ba yung upload? Ano ba yung mga binabangkong videos?
Okay. Well, this is material that I've already shot previously and I've already edited. Ready na siya actually talaga for when you upload, naka-ready na siya sa YouTube channel mo. It's in your video list. Okay. But it's not yet published.
Okay.
It's not yet published. So, naka-ready na siya basically. All I have to do is just press one button and publish na siya.
Publish na. Yeah. Pag for the non-content creators, pag hindi niyo po pinublish, hindi siya viewable by other channels.
Yes, naka-private siya.
Naka-private lang. So yung may-ari lang ng channel ang makaka-view. Correct. So what Richie is saying is that on rainy days na hindi po umuulan talaga ha. On the days that he's busy, may naka-ready ng videos.
Yes.
Just in case hindi siya maka-shoot, all he has to do is publish it and then may ready na. Bakit po ba importante, Richie? Why is it so important that you upload consistently?
Well, what happens there is that put it this way, you have a certain number of subscribers who really enjoy your video, no? So they will ako kasi I announce it, new video every Wednesday. Okay, so I'm hoping there's a group of people that every Wednesday are waiting for my video.
Yes.
So put it this way, let's say Game of Thrones is shown every Monday here in the Philippines. Diba? So abangan mo yon. You watch it on Monday. The next Monday hindi nag-show. So you're like, "Ay, sige, I'll wait for it next Monday." The following Monday comes, it doesn't show for some reason. Manonood ka na lang, but you're going to switch the channel and look for something else. For YouTube, your channel, that is sort of like how it works as well. Okay, si Pickiest Eater hindi lumabas this week. So, ano bang meron doon? Baka iba na lang ang hanapin. They will find a better, as painful as to say, maybe a better one. Mas guwapo, mas bata. And they would like
that. Alam ko yung pinagdadaanan mo.
Ang daming security, di ba?
Alam na alam ko yan. Okay.
Become interested with someone else, another channel, and they might lose interest in yours by the time that you publish your new video. Parang baka they don't have the same level of anticipation.
Yes. Na rin,
diba? So that's why we always try to impart with content creators that consistency is key.
That's true.
The more content that you churn out, the bigger your chances to be discovered.
That's true.
Bigger your chances to come into someone's main page, homepage, diba? There, or to be if you click on a food video,
yes,
to be in the recommended list because it's something similar,
yes,
diba? So the more you churn out at a consistent rate.
Uh-oh.
I used to do two until I went on a vacation, so 1 week hindi ako nakapag-edit, so I stopped. Because maubos yung bangko ko. So I brought it back again to one. So maybe pag nakabuelo ako ulit, I'll go back to two.
Okay. And when you upload consistently, I think nagiging habit forming na for the viewers,
yes,
no?
Yes, exactly. So I'll know to tune in on this day na I'll expect a video at this time. Na YouTube now has features such as you can make a premiere. You can make a premiere, meaning nandun na yung thumbnail dun sa the video list. So, okay. So, I know that Picky as Eaters has a video coming out on Wednesday, 8 a.m. nakalagay. The thumbnail is there. 1 hour before, all your subscribers na may notification will get a notification. Premiering in 1 hour. Pickiest Eaters new video 30 okay, minutes later so there are a lot of options that YouTube has installed for their subscribers for the content creators
yes.
to help you reach your subscribers and help advertise your material.
Okay, so hindi ko alam yun, Lester. Lester, di ngayon ko lang nalaman yun. Bakit wala tayo ata gano'n?
Sorry, Lester.
Wala ata tayo gano'n. Check natin mamaya. Okay. So, Richie, I just have to ask.
Sure.
What's the goal of your channel?
Well, ako really, I just want to, I look no further than just really I want to be able to share my what I call gastronomic experiences with the people. I like as much as possible for it to be positive.
Yes.
Even if I did show the worst, but I showed it in a light na it's, you know, try mo pa rin.
Yes.
I never tell people, I don't think I've ever told someone not to try something. I always encourage them to try it for yourself. Whether nagustuhan ko o hindi. Because taste is subjective. The most important thing that you should know is taste is subjective.
Yes.
I don't eat something like isaw.
Uh-oh.
But so many people make pila, you know, line up just for isaw and stuff like that, diba? And another thing also that I want to do is I want to be able to create a medium that me and my family can look back on where we can see our memories. I'm starting to do more family vlogging now.
Mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
My daughter's already turning 8 and she is so madaldal. She mm-hmm. is really, she's a character talaga. So she is perfect for YouTube.
Uh-oh.
So I'm delving into that na rin. So,
I like it. Yeah. I like it. That really confirms my tama yung pa by when sometimes kasi when I look at content, I'm not sure. Will his values jive with our values and with your answer right now? It just confirms my when I saw your channel, when I saw your family and how you handled a very negative perception of that restaurant.
Yeah.
It really shows yung positivity mo, no? And the positivity of the channel, it really transcends.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I hope, no? I hope there will be more channels like that. But did you ever get infatuated with numbers ba? Kasi ang problem sa YouTube, if you don't have 4,000 watch hours ba or 1,000 subscribers?
4,000 watch hours, 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, subscribers. Kasi si Lester was telling me that when I'm not sure if he started a YouTube channel, pero when he started or when you were interested in it, he was in it for the passion of making videos. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, and so many people jump in for AdSense.
Yeah.
No, so was there any point in the timeline of your channel where you were thinking, okay, I want 10,000. Kailangan makuha ako ng 10,000 by the end of this year?
Not really.
Not really.
Of course, I was happy when I finally hit 1,000. Because I don't have I don't have so much yet.
Yes.
I have I hit 1,000 siguro in I think that was in April or something like that. Something like that.
Yeah.
But what I can say I was very enthusiastic about was that since then, the trend of the growth of the channel has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Has gone up naman.
Uh-oh.
I started with 500 by August of 2018. I had roughly around 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit 500, I think. I hit 1,000 at around, if I can't remember correctly, if it was like April.
Okay.
So after that, I hit 1,000 na. From April to today, I'm already at almost 1,500. So
okay.
it became exponentially faster in 3 months.
Yes.
500 na kaagad. So I can see naman the uptick that it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say that even if I still had 500, I would still be doing it anyway. And I think to paraphrase Ellen, no? I just might always just say vlog like no one's watching.
Like, I like that. Pwede yan. Pwede kong gawing t-shirt yan. But I won't. I'm just kidding. I won't give
vlog like no one's watching. Yeah. Just keep, whether magbukhang gago ako or no one's watching or anything. Yeah. Bottom line is, I'm creating material that I'm happy with, that I want to put out there, that I can look back on. And
you're very consistent though. I saw your numbers. Nasa 180 plus uploads ka na.
Yeah. That what happened there kasi was that what really started, I started actually in 2015 talaga to become serious with YouTube.
Oy, same.
2015. However, what happened in 2015 was I partnered with a friend of mine.
Okay.
My best friend who just left a company to start his own production house.
Okay.
And what happened was that he didn't have a demo reel.
Okay.
So he asked me for help with clients. Right. So I said, okay, can I see your demo reel? He goes, that's my problem. All my work is done with this company, which I'm no longer associated with. So I need to create my own demo reel.
He doesn't have the rights.
He didn't have the rights. Okay. So I said, okay, well, I have an idea. I've always been wanting to do webisodes for my blog.
Okay.
Why don't we team up together? And all the material that we use for this, mm-hmm. you can use for your demo reel. So he said, okay. So we did 2 episodes.
Okay.
And immediately after we aired the first episode, he got contacted by, a friend of mine who works in Vikings,
mm-hmm.
said, ang ganda ng video, sino gumawa nun?
Mm-hmm.
I said, my friend from Movo Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Then sabi niya, can you introduce me? From there, they started working together. He built his reel. And medyo na busy na siya, nakalimutan na niya ako. We were able to create a number of material naman for that. But what happened was that a producer from the United States, he's a Filipino that grew up in the States,
okay.
saw my work.
Okay.
Because my former boss was film director Eric Matt. So I showed it to him, and actually, trivia, see, Direk Eric was one of the persons who really got me into food shows.
Okay.
I used to hate watching food shows because it would make me hungry. He's making me watch all these shows from the States na hindi ko naman makakain dito, di ba? So nagugutom lang ako. But he made me watch mga Hell's Kitchen and stuff like that with Gordon Ramsay. And I really enjoyed it. He made me watch his idol, that was Anthony Bourdain. Made me watch these shows and I really enjoyed it. So I found a love for food shows because of him.
Okay.
Because of him. And so what happened was that when I sent him the material privately, and I go, Direk, please let me know what you think about it.
This is Eric Matty.
Okay. A day later, he didn't answer. So I said, baka pangit. Baka he thinks it's crappy. What happened was that the next thing you know, the next day, I get a notification on Facebook.
Yeah.
Eric Matty mentioned you.
Uh-oh.
And then he was like, I'm so proud of this guy. This is great. Easy viewing. I would love to see more of this. I know we have more, blah, blah, blah. And stuff like that.
Galing.
It was one of the biggest compliments I could get.
Yeah.
So,
he shared it. Hindi siya nag-reply, pero
he shared
it. Which is better.
Exactly. Yeah, so, after he shared it, one of his contacts, who was a producer in the US, a Filipino producer living in the US, saw it. And he viewed it, and he reached out to me.
Yeah.
And this guy is legit. I looked at his IMDb. I looked at him. He gave me everything. He was he worked in, his most recent one, I believe, was Jersey Shore with MTV.
Okay.
He did the remake of that.
Okay. Yeah.
So this guy was the real deal.
Yeah.
He emailed me and said, I'd like to work with you. I would like to produce, help you produce this show for broadcast.
Okay.
Hindi 2015, so hindi pa uso yung YouTube talaga. Becoming a YouTube star or something like that, diba?
Yeah.
So he said, I'd like to, let's do this for regional network. Something like AFC or TLC or something like that.
For Asia.
For around Asia. So that's, I was like, wow, that's my dream.
Yeah.
So roughly around a year, we had a back and forth. He flew here, we met, and he gave us pointers on how to develop it for network. But what happened was that he finally pitched it to Singapore.
Okay.
AFC nga, and he was trying to find a channel for it. And they did, from what I remember, they did like the idea. They did like the concept. However, me being an unproven and unknown person, they wanted to make sure that they had bigger, we could bring in bigger sponsors first and stuff like that. So there are a lot of red tape going in there.
Oh,
so
there's a lot of factors. They did not want to gamble.
They didn't
want to
gamble on an unknown.
Yeah,
and I think what really flattered me also was that my producer didn't want to change me either.
Jaleng.
Because he was saying that, no, the pickiest eater is you. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping you. If it means that it's not gonna push you, then it won't push through. But I don't want to do this with anyone else. So I really appreciate it.
Okay, I'd love to work with people like that.
Yeah,
you know?
he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, kasi dati, I mean, advertising and entertainment is changing.
Yes.
Dati kasi kailangan you have to have such known people, mga either who have come out on TV or on film. Ngayon hindi na, people are looking for fresh faces.
Exactly. But as early as 2015.
Sayang lang yung timing it. Lang, no?
Timing, actually.
lang. If it came out now, for sure yun.
Yeah, yeah. So, when you do have time, you check that out, that episode that we made.
Oh.
It's beautifully produced. And the effects, exactly what you're saying. I think it encapsulates everything that I am as a blogger and my personality perfectly. So, it's there on my if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Sige, Mr. Universe.
Yes, Mr. Universe.
Dun sa playlist ko na lang na ano, playlist nila kasi medyo mahaba siya.
Oh.
Really quick lang, you'll see that one, Pickiest Eater the web series.
Which row? Yeah, okay.
That one. And then this is the first episode, and that was, it was seen blog, by, you know, by my love affair with bacon and burgers. By a US producer, and it got some attention.
Okay.
This is the one that Eric Matty said that. Burgers
and brewskis. Yeah, thank you for the audio. Yeah. Okay, for the memory keepers, we're watching the this was 2015, huh?
2015.
Okay. Really finicky with what he eats. I always thought I would outgrow this phase. And hey, who knows? Maybe that day will come soon. But until then, these are the true adventures of the pickiest eater in the world. Nice, ah. Ganda na ng production, ah.
Galing. So, as you go along, may mga effects that invokes my humor that I like to. Unfortunately, nagsara na yung restaurant.
Yeah.
Pero they had really amazing burgers.
And that's how business is naman talaga. Sobrang cutthroat, especially in the food industry.
So, ito intro lang to, so wala pa ako masyado.
I want to absorb all of it. I was there for the burgers, which is easily among the most creative in the Philippines today. Burger and Brewski's Burgers features... Oy, alam ko to. I know this place. But never loses the manliness of the good old burgers. But if I could get my hands on a Burger and Brewski's Burger, I couldn't pass up trying some of the items on the menu's starting line. I began with a Cuban miso, a grilled sweet corn on the cob. I'm sorry, saan nga tong restaurant na to?
This was in Estancia, but they had a weapon of mass
destruction.
There was one in Burgos Circle.
I saw that. Yun nga, I was gonna say some Forbes Town.
Yeah, that one. Without my love for bacon. So it was almost as if the Almighty himself
commanded me to try the bacon chicharron. Bacon chicharron. Wow.
Yeah. Appetizers here at B&B
is the bacon chicharron. Oh, talagang triple bypass ata yan. Oh.
2015, so medyo mas bata tayo ng konti.
Di naman. There's no significant difference. Pakisigundahan mo, Lester, di ba? Totoo naman.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you, Lester. Much appreciated.
Oh, tahimik. Walang sinabi. I know you're natural. You're natural in front of the camera.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Pakapalan lang na mukha.
Oh, talagang galing eh. Galing. Kasi it's your passion. Talagang it comes out.
I've always been someone who likes to make people laugh.
Ah.
So, kami-kami lang in the family, I was a joker in school.
Ah.
Yeah. Network. I'm known as the basta si Richie kalokohan yan.
Life of the party. Oh,
there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
They flipped it over and cut a hole through the middle. And do you watch Breaking Bad? By chance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There. Then after this one, there's a famous. There's a. They have a burger kasi called the Hector Salamanca burger.
Okay.
The guy in the wheelchair, di ba? So I challenged my this one.
Yeah, okay.
I challenged the artist. Hector Salamanca burger. Yeah. Inspired by Duco's feisty uncle on Breaking Bad. Yeah. That's all CG. That was all CG. He put me in I wasn't wearing a robe or anything yet. He put me in a robe. He made me kalbo. All he did was said, okay, do the actions and I'll ako na bahala with the rest.
It was time to call the nurse. Wow. Grabe. Marami ata na hospital dito sa restaurant na to. Ah.
May ano, may mac and cheese pa din sa loob.
Oo, grabe.
Pero, yeah, that's not even their biggest burger.
Wow.
So, they have a, yeah, you'll see. Honey sriracha bacon. But, as it turns out, Burger and Brewskis had other plans for me. Burger and Brewskis felt for me... They needed to call the ER.
Wow.
Times to lahat.
Wow. I needed to see how this grabe to. Chef Mark to let me into the kitchen. I'm here now at the kitchen of Burger and Brewskis. Chef Mark, the man behind the insanity. And he's going to show me how the call the ER is made. Grabe. All right, first step, we put in our... Ule, I mean,
to create a burger like that, no? Must have a wild imagination. And,
can we put in our lettuce? Richie, okay lang to. We can show this.
It's shredded. As compared to other burger joints, yeah, it's quite different. You know, we put in our patty. Sadly, I was at least 20 pounds lighter yata or something. Taba na ako sa lagay na yan, I thought.
I think after you eat this kind of sandwich, anyone will gain a few pounds eh.
Exactly. So I'm looking at myself then. I was trying to remember. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fat. Then I'm looking at myself now and I'm thinking to myself, I wish I was that.
Yeah, sabi nila, you really have to appreciate your body at the current time. Exactly. You'll never know how you look in 10 years.
Exactly.
Pero grabe tong sandwich na to.
Yeah.
Were you able to eat this?
Yeah, I got 2 or 3 bites.
Pero how do you eat it when it's already a tower?
Yeah, that's what I had a problem. So I had to fork and knife it na lang and it looked like a burger salad na there.
Magnitude would be a challenge
of a lifetime. So more effects dito. Who also happens to be an MMA referee. Since he was a referee, we decided to put a wrestling effect to him.
Are you ready? Galing. Talaga may production value. Okay, you're gonna have to slice it because there's no way... You can put it in your mouth. Oh, because the burger is almost as tall as me. You have to work it. Yeah. Work it. Yes, coach. I'm doing it. Watch the elbows, Richie. Watch the elbows. Oh, ang hirap nga. Grabe.
Everything topples over eh.
Oh.
Yeah. So I basically got everything, scrunched it up, jammed it into my mouth nala.
Wala lang ba sa timing yung restaurant? Because there's a healthy craze now eh.
Yeah.
No? Baka wala lang.
The food was excellent. I really love the burgers.
Oo.
But yun nga, parang yun na nangyari. Ang dami natakot. Ang dami siguro natakot.
Oo. Diba? Lahat ng mga wife, you're not eating that. Diba? The top of the
patty had this amazing... So yun. Pretty much it.
Okay, okay.
I would say that whenever people ask me about my blog, this is what perfectly... encapsulates it. Like, I think that this is a personification of who I am.
Mm.
I like to make people laugh. I like to show them really sinful food.
Yes. Alam mo, you know, I do appreciate the production value. I do appreciate how everything was structured and put together. But I'll be honest, Richie, it's your personality that sells it. It's very disarming. Mm. No, na parang you're someone that I would really approach in the restaurant and say, hey, what did you order? Is okay ba talaga siya?
Thank you.
Hindi yung no offense to your friend, pero I wouldn't approach diba? Para, sir, masarap ba yung burger na inorong? Nakakatakot eh. Pero kahit
I think that's the secret to the success of your channel. Na your personality really transcends no matter what the restaurant or the dish or how bad the service is. You're able to explain to us na okay, this is how it is. Yeah. Very good point kanina, as you said. Guys, you're ordering something for 95 pesos. You have to have realistic expectations. Okay.
I think it's just like what you said, being fair. Because for, let's say, no matter how unsatisfied you are with a restaurant, you try to also put into your mind that these are people trying to earn an honest living also.
That's true.
So
that's true.
If you can give a little leeway, if you can talk to them, iba na talaga kung may attitude na or something like that. Thankfully naman, if in my experience, if I've had an unpleasant experience, I've been able to talk to the owner or the manager civilly. And I've given my 2 cents on how they can improve. Because if you're just gonna rant like on Facebook, if you're just doing it, nothing really constructive comes from it.
That's true. Diba?
And you, in one day, you might have a business. You don't want someone doing that to you either.
Wow. Memory keepers, please listen to that. No, we should take you from that. Kasi if minsan I'll be I'm one of the guilty parties. Minsan if I go to a restaurant, I just don't say anything.
Yeah.
I won't go on social media, but I just won't come back anymore.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. So it's fair enough.
Yeah, pero you're right. You should tell them. You should also inform them because we don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Exactly.
'Di ba baka mamaya yung chef sa loob kaka-resign lang pala, no? So or at least give them feedback na constructive that will help. Yeah. Totoo yun.
Many times when I started magrarant ako na tagal ng ano or sometimes pa nga I've had times when I said something that I didn't realize came off as disparaging. And sabi ko, it was just simple. The beef was a little tougher than I wanted.
Yeah.
I would have liked, but it was it tasted well. It tasted good. It was beautiful seasoned and cooked. It was still delicious. The restaurant messaged me and said, "Sir, we are so sorry for your experience. If you would like to come back, we will assure you that." So I wrote them back, "You have nothing to be sorry for. I just said I just gave my opinion how you can be improved, and I just do me a favor na lang and take in the feedback, but you don't need to make it up to me naman. But it just shows naman yung hospitality nila, how they were trained.
No? You're a very nice guy. Yung mga iba dyan, babalik na, ang daming kasama yung buong barkada. Asan na yung free? Asan na yung free ice cream, free dessert, free food?
No, I don't wanna lie, being a vlogger and blogger, we do get those invites. But it took me a while.
Yes.
Honestly, it took me a while before I accepted my very first invitation. Mainly because I was worried that I would have to give good reviews when I was not pleased with it.
Yes.
In fact, funny story nga is that my boss, he's in showbiz.
Okay.
He's the son of Mother Lily.
Okay.
He had a partnership with an actor for a restaurant.
Okay.
And then I didn't know what was happening. He just called me over and said, punta ka dito at 7 p.m. ganyan. So, okay. He normally calls for meetings anyway, diba?
Yes.
And he goes, okay, meet me dito sa restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew he was putting up the restaurant, so I didn't realize that we would be doing a food tasting.
Okay.
So, okay. So, I sat down. Then he started introducing me to all his friends. Oh, this is yung assistant ko, si Richie. Ganyan. Food blogger yan. Papatikim ko sa kanya ngayon. So, madami kami, di ba?
Okay. You weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that. But in front of me, there was a blank seat.
Okay.
So, he sat down beside me here and then other guests. That was the one in front of me, directly in front of me, was blank. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Ding Dong Dantes comes and sits right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, "Oh, Dong, this is si Richie. Again, he's a food blogger I was telling you about. Si Ding Dong, yung partner ko dito. Gusto niya malaman anong feedback mo." And the problem being a picky eater, there was like half the things there that I really kind of don't eat. So I was like, But I warned him in advance. I go, "Naman na ano. I'm sorry, sir, I don't eat this so much. So I wouldn't be good at giving you feedback.
Okay.
I don't eat, because it was a lot for sushis. I don't eat sushi.
Yeah.
A lot for sashimi. I don't eat sashimi and stuff like that. I said, I'm not very adept at that because I really don't enjoy it.
Okay.
And thankfully naman, I don't know if you've met Ding Dong Dan, this person. He's one of the nicest guys who, at least when I met him, he was one of the nicest guys that you've ever met. Uh-oh. So he was very gracious and like, kainin mo yung gusto mo, eat what you enjoy and let me know your feedback of what you like.
Okay.
But
so,
the pressure not to being in front of Ding Dong Dantes mismo. Not just Ding Dong Dantes,
but
actor,
the owner.
Ding Dong Dantes, the owner. That's where the pressure came from.
Oh. Well, I understand. I can see it. Siyempre naman, diba pag yung owner na nasa harap mo and then you can tell, hindi mo naman masasabi, magsara na po kayo, wala akong nagustuhan.
Diba? Exactly. Diba? And then medyo exotic pa yung dishes. But in fairness, the food was good.
Well, knowing your personality, I'm sure even at certain points that siguro certain dishes needed some kind of improvement, I'm sure you were very gracious about it. You were very, the way you explained it.
Yeah. What was good about him was that he seemed more eager to know about what I didn't like rather than what I did like.
That's a good boss.
He was really good because the chef naman, I forgot the name, was a friend of his also na he trusts naman na magaling to. He wasn't a very naman hands-on and asserting himself. He goes, I'm investing in this. The chef, I'm investing in the chef for a reason. I trust him. I trust his taste. But for me, I'd like to know where else can we improve? I know itong dish na to, greatest hits na yan eh. Laging ano, panalo yan eh. But I want to know what he does that's not up to par. Then maybe we can get it up to par with the other dishes. So,
okay.
It was a good experience for me also.
Okay. For the memory keepers, people who want to start a channel, Richie's been, he's put in the work. Yeah. No, and that's why he's been able to put up the he has this reputation now that people really defer to him and really ask him when there's something that he likes or he doesn't like. Okay, so Richie, it's been what, an hour and a half na ba? Or close to 2 hours?
Para 20 minutes lang.
Para 20 minutes lang. So Richie, ang questions kasi na nakukuha namin, how do you start a channel? For you, a lot of people, medyo friendly yung area ng food. Mm-hmm. Unlike travel vlogs na sobrang expensive, ang dami mo kailangan bilhin ng camera, pag wala kang drone shots, hindi nagugustuhan. Yeah. So for food, it's a friendlier arena.
It is.
No? So what would you suggest in closing lang, what would you suggest to the YouTubers or startup content creators or people who want to be a YouTuber pero more on food, kasi ngayon kung hindi makeup, gaming, ano pa ba, travel vlogs, I think there should be more people who review food.
I agree
kasi we really look it up eh. Ako tine-check ko eh kasi minsan ayaw mo gumastos. Diba? So what would be your advice in closing lang? What would be your advice to the starting channels?
I would say number one is when it comes to equipment, don't worry so much about what equipment you use. I would say, because me, if you look at my channel, for a good part of that, I would just use my phone cam, and which is perfectly fine. You just need to make sure that you have nice lighting, your audio is clear. Those in anything that you shoot, just always make sure that is paramount. Clear video and clear audio. Mm-hmm. Use what you have, whether it's your laptop, kung ano man yung laptop na gamit mo, or computer. Some of my initial videos I started with Windows Movie Maker of all things. And from there I just graduated na lang to editing on my iPad. And then finally I settled down on Final Cut. But if you're using an app on your phone, that is perfectly fine. Remember that YouTubers aren't expected to be master filmmakers. This is not expected to be broadcast quality. In fact, in YouTube, the more raw, the more authentic looking material, that's putting it nicely, no? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is what people, what are drawn to people, because the highly produced ones, sometimes the people who look for highly produced shows might go to HBO or Netflix, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, like that. So don't be ashamed to use what you have, and find, and again, this encompasses not just food, but it'll always, I always say, always start with finding your passion, really. Whether it be food, makeup, or travel, or whatever. Now, but if, like me in food, I would say anything that you can do, whether it's at home, if you don't have, if you're saying, wala akong budget, pwede ka bumili ng Lucky Me. Bili ka ng tatlong different types of Lucky Me. Try mo, do a taste test. Content pa rin yun, material pa rin yun. People might want to watch that. Any mundane things like that, it's just a matter of how you present it to the people. That will make it entertaining. So right now, I would say I graduated. If you don't mind, I'll just show you.
Yeah. I graduated. What's this? So, nako, baka mga exciting to. Oi. Lester, do you see this?
If you're a vlogger, for me, the best camera that I love, for me, the best camera that you should use is this.
What is this?
This is the Osmo, the DJI Osmo Pocket. So from the gimbal na rin. And what the beauty of it is, it shoots up to 4K already. And
what?
Yeah.
Kaya pala and, yung mga video mo.
Oo.
Automatic na nag motion lapse.
Oo. Yes. Yung motion lapse nun, shot in cam. Mm-hmm. Wala nang no need na for post production, even the mga slow mo, wow, yung mga sa buhos, the ramen, that, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, all of that is already shot in cam. I don't need to adjust it in post production. May gimbal na, so kahit papaano steady na yung mga yung movements, yeah, everything in this. So it fits right in my pocket talaga, literally, that hence the name. So how much screen din yan. I know I'm not selling it, but
pero how much will that set you back?
This was I got it, I believe, at 23, but I got a discount at 21 because of pre-booking reservation. And then yun. So if you're worried about what it looks like, may screen naman dito, eh, diba?
Galing.
So you can see yourself, and then if you want to shoot yourself, you just need to.
Yeah. Wow, grabe, sold ako, ha? ito yung ginagamit ni Joe Serrano, no? Ito ba?
Diba? No, I think action si Joe yata.
Action. Okay. Okay.
And so, or GoPro. I'm not sure.
Oo.
And then, what's nice about may face tracking din siya. So, pag sinusundan ako ng camera.
Okay, sorry. What do you call this? Anong product name na to?
This is the DJI Osmo Pocket.
Okay, kasi medyo luma yung binili natin, no? Medyo matagal na yun. Yung Osmo natin is for the phone.
For the phone, yeah. So, prior to that, I was debating whether to buy one of those. I ended up buying something cheap and I found it cumbersome.
Yes.
I'm shooting and all of a sudden, tatawag ni Cisco or something. Babe,
totoo yun.
So, when this came out, immediately nakita ko, sabi ko, wow, I need to get.
Okay, yan.
But
na.
Yeah, really, it's a big help dito sa ano. Going to out of town or something.
Yeah,
they're bringing their DSLRs and stuff
Just something that small.
Yeah. My next investment will be the adapter for audio where you can put a mic.
So ano siya, SD card?
SD card lang, mini SD lang siya dito.
Okay. So. Oy, parang gusto ko yan, ha?
So I got meron dyan sa Beyond the Box. Baka yung Beyond the Box that's where I bought it.
Pero pag kinuha ko yan, Lester, ako gagamitin ko yan sa baby once we travel.
Perfect.
All right. So Richie, thank you very much. It was very, I like it. I like it when I always learn something in an episode. How long have you been... ayoko kasi itigil pero hindi na natin kaya i-edit to, eh. Uusok na naman yung camera natin, eh. Dahil apat na yung camera, eh.
Nasa 1 hour and 34.
Wow. 1 hour and 34, okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. So, yung bag mo, iwan mo muna mamaya. Uh-huh. Sama mo yung camera. Pero it's very nice. Alright, so Richie, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
I learned a lot. We learned a lot. We learned a lot, especially when it comes to content creation and how to juggle it when you have full-time work and what it really means to have quality content. I hope we can have coffee sometime.
Absolutely.
Para we can talk about... I'm kind of interested in the MCN. Hindi ko lang masyadong maintindihan pa. Mm-hmm. Pero siguro we can discuss that.
Sure.
So thank you very much for coming. Welcome. Thank you very much for sharing. The sharing part was amazing. So ito na yung spiel namin ni Lester. Ibabato ko na sa kanya. Behind the back. Parang itim mo na naman sa screen. Oo
nga. Kawawala ako eh.
Parang itim mo na naman. As I said, for the memory keepers, hindi naman po ganyan ang complexion ni Lester. Oh, wag niyo naman magko-comment na naman kayo itim-itim ni Lester. Hindi siya maitim. Okay.
Na, yan naman na black balance, hindi na po si white balance.
Oh, ayan. No? Hindi ko nga maintindihan. So, Lester, please take us home.
Okay, let's go home, ayan. Memory keepers.
Okay, so please, okay. Let's end it.
Okay, so guys, thank you for watching our Spill the Beans podcast. And Richie, thank you for coming here
thank
in
you,
our
brother.
Spill the Beans.
Yun lang, nakalimutan niyo.
So, I hope marami kayong natutunan sa episodes na to. Sa episode na to. And I hope na, of course, mag-subscribe pala kayo sa channel ni Richie kung nagustuhan niyo yung episode na to.
Hindi, mag-subscribe kayo. No choice kayo, ha? Yeah, kung nagustuhan niyo o hindi, i-subscribe niyo sa amin rin. Please, mag-subscribe na rin kayo. Okay, so everyone, thank you for watching. Thank you, Lester. Thank you, Richie. Thank you for an amazing episode.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys on the next Spill the Beans. Yes. Bye!